And the psalmist saying, there's no greater or deeper love than the deep, deep love of Jesus.
That's right.
This morning, well, again, happy Valentine's Day. Valentine's all about the four-letter word, what?
Love.
Love. Yes. And which moves us right into our title this morning. We're going to be walking in love. We are to be walking in love, but Jesus first loved us. And our scripture this morning is taken from 1 John chapter 3. I'll be reading verses 16 through 23. And this actually particular chapter tells us, children of God, love one another. But we're going to beginning with verse 16, which says, we know love by this, that he is Jesus Christ, laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Now, a lot of people think that's martyrdom. Sometimes it might involve that if you're trying to save somebody's life. But what John is talking about here this morning, we're not only just supposed to say, I love you in word, but indeed, we are to help one another as Jesus helped us. And then verse 17, but whosoever has the world's goods and sees his brother in need and closes his heart against him, how does the love of God abide in him? Little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and truth. We will know by this that we are of the truth and will assure our hearts before him. And whatever our heart condemns us, I like this part, for God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Absolutely. Verse 21. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God. And whatever we ask, and we receive from him. And that started by communicating with the Lord in prayer. Because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight. In verse 23, this is his commandments, that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he commanded us.
That's right.
So, as we look at this message today, which is revolved around the Valentine's Day, love is probably the theme of this day through the music and through the message and the love of Jesus. This is Valentine's Day, will be this Wednesday.
Yep.
So in America, Valentine's is a day that we have set aside to love one another.
Yep.
God first loved us, and
yep,
he tells us we are to love one another.
That's right.
It's a day of remembering our vows of love made for each other and to each other, might I say. And it's a day to those who are deeply trying to win the affection of another male or female by enticing them with maybe what I would say, flowers,
yeah,
candy, or those special gifts that we often give on Valentine's Day or other days. So we recognize it as a day of love. Now, I don't know if you've ever tried to come up with a good definition of love, four-letter word, L-O-V-E.
Love, that's right.
Now, words, according to the scriptures, is not enough, is it? We have to show it. We have to show our love by doing. We put love in action. In the New Testament, I like to look at the Greek forms of the word meanings, because love in English, you might see it just one way, but when you see it in Greek, it breaks it down in four categories. And first of all is the unconditional love, the love of God. And that is, in Greek, the love is agape. And when Jesus was talking to Peter, when he betrayed Jesus, and then afterwards sitting on the seaside and cooking up some good fish for breakfast and so forth, and after the meal, he engaged Peter in a conversation about, "Peter, do you love me?" And Peter said, "Well, Lord, of course I love you." And he was saying, "Do you love me with that unconditional love, that agape love?" And Peter said, "Well, of course I do. Yes, Lord." And he said, "Well, feed my sheep." And he on and on. And he's talking about the love, unconditional love, the love of a friend, love of a family, love of just friendship. He talked about all of those things. But he was looking for Peter to love him unconditionally, to just lay down everything and follow him. And then love that comes with a strings attached is called eros. Eros, and that's the Greek form, eros, which is the word for a physical desire. It's like when you see someone for the first time, a male, female, you see them, that's a physical attraction. Eros is the word name in the Greek form for that physical appearance, that physical desire. And then you have the love expressed among family members, which is storge. Storge. And somebody might look at that and say it's storage, but it's not. In Greek, it's storge. And the English and the Greek is similar in the pronunciation of that, but that's what it means. But it's the love expressed among family members.
Yep.
And then you have the friendship between kindred spirits, and that's philia, which we also understand as brotherly love.
Yep.
So as we look at those are the four areas that love is broken down into Greek form for us in the English, so that we can use and share each one of those in our life. So we don't have an excuse not knowing what love is about. It's just not expression of words. It's an expression of how we express that in our actions and loving one another and in our word, not only in word, but in our deeds as well. Now, so what kind of love do most people usually have in mind on Valentine's Day? You ever thought about that? I was thinking about what kind of love do we express during Valentine's Day? Well, we're probably thinking about that eros, which is the physical kind of love. The word holiday means holy day in Greek. Did you know that? That's what it meant. Well, if you just take the I and put a Y there, it's holiday, holy day. And that's what holiday means in Greek, holy day. So this morning, we're going to examine the real story behind Valentine's Day. By doing so, we'll discover the true nature of love that's supposed to be remembered and practiced during this holiday. Now, first of all, we want to look at verse 16, which says, "Love is laying down one's life."
Yep.
And we know that Jesus laid down his life for you and me. That is that unconditional love, that agape love. He did it unconditionally. He didn't even think twice. He obeyed the Heavenly Father when he sent him here to this earth and incarnate, and he was born of a virgin birth, went to the cross, he died for our sins. That's that unconditional love. And Jesus shared the essence of love in John 15:13 when he said, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. Jesus said that himself. See, our Savior didn't just say this in order to impress his disciples. He didn't do that at all. He literally acted it out, just as in verse 16a says that he laid down his life for us all. For God so loved the world.
Yep.
That he gave his only begotten Son. So Jesus Christ died on the cross. He died on the cross that we might live, and not live here eternally, but live with him eternally in heaven one of these days. Now he did this because he loved us. And he did this because, consider those who believe in him. And he called them my friends. He called the disciples, you are my friends, and I lay my life down for my friends. He became the sacrifice to take the place of death because of our sin nature. Because we gave in to temptation and it became sin. So Jesus sacrificed himself for us. The very word sacrifice, it portrays the meaning of agape love. When you see the word sacrifice, I first think of Jesus Christ. Yep. There are many sacrifices made in this life. We sacrifice time sometimes. We say that, but really we're not. The only true sacrifice that's ever been made in this world was done by Jesus Christ. And we usually hear that word, well, they sacrificed their life. They gave their life. They give it in service, and indeed, they were willing to give up their life for mankind. We hear that. So when we love someone unconditionally, it means that we will sacrifice or give up our own welfare that another will gain. That is unconditional love. And this kind of love that we're supposed to remember and practice on Valentine's Day is not just on Valentine's Day, but it should be every day, all the time, throughout the year. And this is the same kind of love that St. Valentine practiced. Now, I want to just share a little bit of history on St. Valentine. Everybody, you may not know all the story about St. Valentine's, but he was a man who loved God. He was a man who witnessed for the Lord. And he was born back in AD 270 AD, during the Roman time and so forth. And he was asked about Jupiter and Zeus, of the gods of Rome and so forth, and if he would recognize them as gods. And he referred to them as false gods. There's no other god except the true living God. And they did not like that. They did not like that. So they put Valentine in prison. And there he witnessed to the people who were incarcerated. He witnessed to the jailer, and he led him to the Lord. And among his family, he led others to the Lord as well. He did not give up. He always witnessed for the Lord and gave of his self. And the second part of this John, of John chapter 3, verse 16, which says, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. And he did exactly that. As much as they rebuked him and told him that he was not to witness or testify for the Lord, they wanted him to worship their gods, he ended up leading the jailer's daughter, as you might have read a fair while ago, to the Lord. And while he was in prison, he wrote a letter to her and said, "From your Valentine." And because of that, St. Valentine was beheaded. And he was martyred because of his faith in God and his love for mankind. He did not waver and waver. So when you look at that kind of love, that persistency, and going and keeping on and believing in God, that's that unconditional love. So, we just read, "Greater love has no one than this, than he laid down his life for his friend." And you see, God showed this kind of love by coming to the earth in human form in the person of Jesus Christ to die for our sins. Now, looking at St. Valentine's or Valentine's, he demonstrated this same type of love when he died for his friends. He wasn't thinking about himself, but he was thinking about his love for God and why God placed him here on this earth. And he lost his life because he was not willing to waver in his love for God and for mankind. So this kind of love, the Valentine show, is really what it's all about. It's what it's all about. Now, in case you're concerned about laying down your life, I'm not talking about necessarily about martyrdom, as the scripture talks. And there's people have, just like Valentine's did. We may one of these days. We don't know. You might have to give up your life for your spouse or your loved ones or someone who is in danger. We never know. It might be because what Jesus talked about in the Sermon on the Mount, that we will be persecuted and so forth. But when it comes down to it, our love for Jesus Christ should be unconditional, as it was for us when he laid down his life. So laying down one's life is about sacrifice. So we find joy in laying down our lives for others, and that's in word and deed. Now, let's go to the next few verses, verses 17 through 19, not in word, but in deed. John chapter 1, first part of John, chapter 4, verse 20 says, "If someone says, 'I love God,' and hates his brother," it says, "he is a liar." So if we have the resources, according to the scriptures, to help those really in need but fail to do so, does the love of God abide in us or anyone if we say we love God and not help our mankind? That's what the scripture is talking about here. So this verse reminds us to not just simply love in word, but also in our actions. We actually do something for someone else as Christ did for us, just like Valentine's did. That's why we celebrate Valentine's Day, because of the history and the deeds were not just by words, but it was his action that showed that he loved not only God, but one another. And especially, we need to look at our witness as well. How do we love one another? So we have to show our love through deed in everyday lives. And we always have that opportunity, because we meet people every day, don't we? We might meet the same people that we see on a daily basis, but if you're out in the marketplaces and so forth like that, you're meeting people that you haven't met before. And I like to make it a practice, and Brenda knows this, and she gives me time to do this. Well, we're out, and she's shocked, and I'm sitting on the bench just watching everything happening around me. But if I have an opportunity to strike up a conversation with someone, I find out a lot about them in 5 minutes. And Brenda will ask me, where do they live? What do they do? How many children do they have? And this and on and on and on. And I tell her. Because I find out in about at least in 5 minutes everything about them. And so it's showing your interest in other people's lives. It's showing you're just not just worried. Walking up to somebody and say, well, how are you doing today? And just keep on walking. You stop and say, how are you doing today? And a lot of people will say, do you really want to know? Well, don't ask if you don't want to know, right? Really take time. Jesus took time for us, didn't he? He could have just said, I love you, but I'm not going to cross for you.
Yeah.
I love you with a friendship, a philia, but unconditional love, no, he did. He loved us with all his heart, soul, and mind. So we ought to show that. We ought to show our love through deed in everyday life, just not by when we greet each other on Sunday morning. By showing unconditional love to each other every day, then we know that we are God's children. And that's what Scripture said. We will know we are God's children if we love one another. It becomes our assurance that we are indeed saved. Now, you might say that's pretty profound, Pastor Mike, but that's what the Scripture said. I'm just repeating what the Scripture said. And I take the Scriptures to heart, and I know you do as well. We want to practice what the Scripture says. And that's the Lord is always with us. We know He is. He's always present in our life. It's amazing witness to the world when we show that unconditional love. Even to our enemies, even to those that hate us and despise us for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, finally, the following Lord's command, verse 23. This is very, very important. You know, the others are important too. Loving not just in word, but also in deed. But we are to keep the Lord's commandment. The first one is to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, and mind. And then the second greatest commandment Jesus mentioned, and he talks about that in the Sermon on the Mount, that we are to love one another as we love ourselves. But we are to love others more than ourselves. That means putting them first. So we see that we're expected to show the love of Christ to others. And that's what verse 23 is telling us here. Right here is the key to having the agape or the unconditional love. The first thing that we have to do is believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ.
That's right.
That's the first and most important thing in our life. That's the key to love unconditionally, is to have Jesus Christ in our heart, in our soul, and in our mind. That's why he says, love me with all your heart, soul, and mind. And that would be that unconditional love. No other way. So the second thing we are to do is to love one another. Not just ourselves. So these are two commandments as laid out. These are laid out right here in Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 through 39. And Jesus said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. That goes pretty deep, doesn't it? I mean, that gets down inside of our being. Heart, soul, and mind. Those are the three key makeups of our life. When we were born, the Lord God breathed life into us. He breathed into us, give us a soul. And then when we become to the age of knowledge, knowing right from wrong, and then this kind of clicks in our mind, we ought to love the Lord with all our heart, our soul, that He give us, because that's the love, unconditional love, in our mind, that we are able to think with and make good decisions with. And then, verse 38 says, this is the first commandment, great commandment. And then 39 in the second is this, that you love your neighbor as yourself. Do we really do that? Do we really do that, or do we really show that? That's something to think about. Because if we take it really serious, what the Scripture says, then it should just come natural to us to love others as self. And I know you're thinking too, and I think, it is hard to love some people, isn't it? Yeah. I was demonstrating something to Carol Evans. You know Carol Evans there. We were talking about church and so forth. I said, do you remember the symbol we used to do? That's just the church. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's the steeple. Mm-hmm. And where's the door right there? And we often say open up and what? That's the steeple. You open up and say, that's the problem. Right? Yeah, right there. People, sometimes we say, there's a problem. But when we open up and see the people, we are to love them just like Christ loved us. That is God's way, and that should be our way. The way that we show our love toward God is to demonstrate our love in obedience. And Jesus was obedient to the Heavenly Father in every way. Jesus is a means whereby we communicate with the Heavenly Father and are connected to Him, because when you think about it, in Romans 8, Jesus and the Holy Spirit is our mediator. We go to them, we pray, and they help us when we call upon them to pray and to get things right in perspective. 1 Timothy chapter 2, 5 and 6 says, for there is one God, one mediator between God, men, and man, Christ Jesus.
That's right.
One mediator.
Yep.
One faith. One hope. One baptism.
Amen.
And then verse 6 says, who gave himself as a ransom for all. So until we know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we'll never truly understand unconditional love. Until we really know Him personally, we'll never really understand unconditional love. So it's so important that we know Jesus Christ personally, and that will help us better understand what conditional love is when we know what He did for us to eradicate sin, to take it and abolish sin out of our life. We're dead to sin who believe in Jesus Christ and accept Him. We're dead to sin. That means it has no control over our lives, because He became the ransom, the Lamb of God, who shed His blood for us. And then John chapter 14, verse 6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. And that, again, is showing that unconditional love. So as we close, you know, we learn love by the example God gave us in His Son, Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus gave us the ultimate example. Jesus did. The ultimate example of unconditional love when He died on the cross for us. So when we accept Him as our Savior, what He did for us, and experience that forgiveness of our sins, then we will, in return, love back in kindness. That's that kind of unconditional love. So therefore, we will know how to love when we ourselves have been loved by the greatest love of all, God's love. And I want to encourage you this morning, as we think about this whole message on on love and the example of St. Valentine's, and him giving up his life because he loved God unconditionally.
Yep.
And we need to put the words into actions each and every day.
Yep.
We need to put these words into action in our deeds. Why? Because the greatest love is the agape love. And what does that mean? Unconditional love. So you think about that on Wednesday. When you're receiving or giving a love gift, give it unconditionally. As Christ gave to us. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your blessing. We know that you love us. You first loved us because you gave your life for us. And we thank you for great examples of people in life. History tells us. And history is very important. There's a lot of history in the Bible. There's a lot of history in this world today. How we are and got where we are today because people were willing to give their life. You sacrificed your life, and we are to give our lives as a living sacrifice, not only for ourselves, but for others, as you tell us. Lord, I know that every one of us coming here today with a burden. We come with sometimes heavy hearted. Things in our life, it's uncontrollable sometimes. Lord, not out of your control. Because of your great love, Lord, we can come to you because we belong to you. And you will listen to us. You know our hearts in and out. That's why when you tell us to love you with all our heart, soul, and mind, that means with everything within us. And you know everything about us. And we need to know all about you and your love. And then, therefore, we know how to practice unconditional love. Whatever the need is today, Lord, we just pray that you will open up our hearts. You will reveal it to us. And all we have to do is just respond to your invitation. As we close right now, your invitation is always open. Even after last prayer, after we go home, your invitation is always open to come to you anytime. And I pray that we will, each and every one of us, those here and those listening live. We understand your unconditional love is forever. In Christ's name I pray.
Amen. Amen. Amen.